The Youth's Instructor, June 30, 1892. Words to the Young. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus went into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by Satan. He endured the fiercest temptation in order to break the power of the tempter over the human race. As man's surety and substitute, he engaged in a conflict with the Prince of Darkness, and though enduring most terrible temptation, Christ did not fail or become discouraged. He was fighting the battle in our behalf, and had he faltered, had he yielded to temptation, the human family would have been lost. The Bible gives but a bare mention of the conflict with Satan in the wilderness of temptation, but it was a terrible ordeal. Christ came off conqueror, bearing the test and trial in our behalf. How little is man able to comprehend the strength of the temptation of Christ? How little does he understand of that ordeal upon which hung the destiny of a lost world? The world's Redeemer was not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All heaven was interested in this conflict, and what joy, what rejoicing there was in heaven because help had been laid upon one who is mighty to overcome, mighty to save. What an event was this when Christ placed himself in the position of Adam and endured the test where Adam had failed, and by this act placed man on a vantage ground in favor with God, where he might overcome on his own account through the merits of Jesus. In his name, through his grace, man may be an overcomer, even as Christ was an overcomer. In Christ, divinity and humanity were united, and the only way in which man may be an overcomer is through becoming a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Divinity and humanity are blended in him who has the Spirit of Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, "In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Then, children, come to Jesus. Give to God the most precious offering that it is possible for you to make. Give him your heart. He speaks to you, saying, 'My son, my daughter, give me thine heart. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow, for I will cleanse you with my own blood. I will make you members of my family, children of the heavenly King. Take my forgiveness, my peace which I freely give you. I will clothe you with my own righteousness, the wedding garment, and make you fit for the marriage supper of the Lamb. When clothed in my righteousness through prayer, through watchfulness, through diligent study of my word, you will be able to reach a high standard. You will understand the truth, and your character will be molded by a divine influence. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification.'"